This is the King Chasing Podcast, where we keep Christ at the center of athletics. Here's your host, Brandon Gilmore.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Brandon, and this is the King Chasing Podcast. As always, thanks for joining us, and please make sure to visit our website at thenccaa.org for more King Chasing content. Today's guest is Haley Cavanaugh, the head softball coach of Concordia University Ann Arbor. Haley is in her seventh year with the Cardinals, and during her time has had three NCCAA World Series appearances, one national championship title, and has been named NCCAA Coach of the Year. She has also twice been named the Conference Champion of Character Coach. Haley received her bachelor's degree from William Penn University in 2010 and her master's in business administration at the University of Dubuque in 2012. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Haley. Well, hey, Haley, welcome to King Chasing. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Appreciate you joining us. I know you're busy in the midst of your season. You're actually in your seventh year with the Cardinals, and you've been building a strong program, having been to three NCCAA World Series. Each time, your team actually improved the result, with 2019 being a semifinal loss. 2021 was a dramatic extra inning walk-off loss in the championship. And then 2023, you guys brought home the title. So can you share about your team's journey through all of that and what you learned through that process?
It's so funny when I think about like the NCCAA and like where we've been. So in 2019, I don't think we had any hopes. I mean, of course, we wanted to win it, right? But we're pretty young. We had young pitchers on the mound who were very talented. But our program had just lacked kind of postseason experience. So I think it was a good opportunity to get our feet wet. And that really, that 2019 year, I think was like the building point for where we are now. I definitely remember 2021. We still talk about it quite often. We have a picture that's in my office over there that shows that we were safe when we were called out. So that was something that we have talked about periodically for many years. And then, yeah, winning a national championship last year, I think any coach would say it's super surreal. Like, I just remember the seventh inning, like, seemed like it was so slow, and like watching our kids celebrate was amazing, right? I mean, they have put a lot of work into our program, and they've elevated it year after year. So it was fun to see them, you know, finally make it there.
Yeah. Can you describe the experience of that 2023 title run and how it felt to break through and win that national championship?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that that tournament was also a portion of like our season. And why I say that is we had a great conference season. We played well. We were second in, you know, we're tied for second in the standings. We lost in the championship game in our WAC tournament. We did not get an at-large bid, which we thought we potentially were a team getting looked at for an at-large bid. So then when we were like, all right, we're going to NCCAA, let's win a national championship. I could tell on warmups that our team was so angry from what had happened in season. I'm like, there's no way this team is losing, getting here to Kansas City. So it was fun from the moment warmup started to the first pitch of the game, you know, the very first pool play. But then in the national championship game, when our senior Corinne Playford hits a home run, she hadn't hit a home run all year, and she's very limited in home runs in her career. We were like, okay, we're doing this. And then when she came back up and hit another home run, we're like, all right, we really are doing this. So it is fun. I think the just I can think about that whole week. And, you know, we did Chicken in a Pickle, which was like this gaming and food place in Kansas City. And like our team was so competitive in all of those games. So I just think when we got to Kansas City, it was like like we are winning everything, and it doesn't, sorry for everybody who is playing us, but we are right. Going to win. So, and I felt that all week.
Yeah. What do you attribute to the success that your program has experienced, and how do you hope to continue to build on that?
Yeah, that's a tricky, how to keep building on that. Right. I think, I attribute our culture a lot. I think we have great leaders on our program. I think we have great people on our program. I always say, like, I would rather go 0-40 with really great people and leaders than 40-0 with no great leaders and people. So I attribute that to it. And I think to keep building, like, our recruiting classes have gotten better and better. We're getting, you know, we've gotten 2 back-to-back years of a Division I transfer. So I think Concordia, you know, our program in 2019, I think really put our team on the map. That Concordia is a place that you can play softball and win championships. So I think between recruiting, you know, and just continuing to elevate a little bit, you know, we have a lot of experience in our program now with juniors and seniors. So it's easier, right, when they've been through some of that. So the trick is going to be when we lose these next 2 classes to make sure that what we bring in is going to supplement that.
One of the core values of Concordia's athletic department is Christ-centered. What are some ways that you've tried to integrate faith within your team?
Yeah, I think that's such a fun subject because I think every student here at Concordia is very different as well as on our program. People walk into, you know, the chapel for maybe the first time when they get here on our Thankful Thursdays and our team chapels versus we have some people that, you know, went to a Catholic school or a Lutheran school. They're regulars in the church. So it's really, I think, rewarding to see, regardless where you walk in your faith, you're very accepted here at Concordia. So our program, we do Thursday team chapels. It's an all athlete chapel. Other teams on campus obviously as well do that. And then we also do something called Thankful Thursday. So we bring in a guest speaker that maybe will relate to what our topic is of the week or our message of the week. They pray for our program. And then I think too, like we have somebody every year that prays for our program in huddles before games or tournaments. So we try to expose them, but also not push it so far, because I think that, again, everybody is on a different faith walk, and it's important that when they leave here, we just have exposed them with a lot of messages, right. You know, in hopes that maybe their journey continues after here, whether it's next year or 10 years from now. So yeah, we like to do a kind of a combination of a lot of things, but I will attribute our athletic director, Lonnie Priest, is he is gung-ho on making sure that people are changed when they come to Concordia, and I love that.
That's great. How do you as a coach try to make sure that the team has that mindset of winning while also honoring Christ and staying focused on him?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think the same thing. Like, we talk about it in our program, and I think I really attribute to, if you're a good person and you're a good leader and you're going to be looking at your team the right way and you're going to help out the person next to you, it all kind of embodies in one thing, right? And I think we talk about that a lot. And, you know, this year our theme is called Crown, C-R-O-W-N. Each letter means something. And we're putting that with our Thankful Thursday speakers, and we're putting that with team challenges. We've had kids on our program who have been baptized and share their own journey. So I think being able to feel, you know, our players being able to be comfortable in our program, meet them where they're at and help them with where they want to be is important.
What's the biggest challenge you've faced or the biggest thing you've learned along the way with integrating faith in your team?
I think meeting people where they're at. I think initially you want to, like, you know, here's this or here's that, or we're going to do A, B, C, D. But if they've never been exposed to anything, it's really hard to get any sort of buy-in or, like, maybe understanding. So I think it's been really rewarding to hear some of, you know, our players when they graduate, like, wow, Thankful Thursdays or team chapels, I didn't know it then, but, like, what I know now is amazing. Or, like, I feel like I'm not alone, or I can do A, B, C, D. So I think it's really fun to see what their journey is. And again, at the end of the day, I am just trying to make sure that when they graduate, that they've gotten some knowledge, that their ears are open and they're exploring it. However they advance, you know, in their faith walk. But it has been most rewarding, I think, to see, like, our players who have gotten baptized, or, and now, our players who are getting married and have children, and, like, they were not religious when they came to Concordia, but now their children are being baptized and, you know, they're taking classes. So I think that is really neat.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you could go back to your first year of coaching and give yourself some advice, what would it be?
Oh, man, I think about this a lot, actually. I mean, not here at Concordia, because I've had a job prior to here coaching, but if I could go back all the way to like my very first head coaching job, 13 years ago, I think it would be to meet people where they're at. And I don't think I did that my first year, right? We had an expectation. We wanted to win it. You have to meet it. Some players are just not able to meet it, right? They're not at the caliber. They haven't had prior training. Maybe they haven't had a coach who believed in them. You know, there's a lot of scenarios. I think early in my career, I didn't meet players where they were at. And I try to think about that a lot right now, because we have great example freshmen who are not where the seniors are in our program. And I do a much better job of meeting them where they're at this time around versus 13 years ago. I was like, well, I don't know why you're not getting there. Like, you're not getting any better. Like, we need to be doing A, B, C, D, right? Like, and it's kind of harsh, but I think when you get into college coaching, right, you want to change lives and you want to win, right? And sometimes when you're young, winning trumps everything. And I think I thought that way, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, where I don't think that now. It's most important to me that our players get a good education, that they graduate on time, that they are happy and marry great people, that they get to start families, right? Like, that they get to do their bucket list items and then get to play softball. I tell our team all the time, softball is something we do, but it is not who we are. 13 years ago, I probably say softball is who we are, and it's not something we just do. So I think your mindset gets a little bit different the older you get in coaching.
Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. Well, that's all the time we have, but thank you, Haley, for joining us on King Chasing.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Haley for sharing about the on-field success of her softball team, how she integrates faith within the team, and balancing the mindset of winning while staying focused on Christ. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the King Chasing podcast on whatever app you use to listen. We would also appreciate it if you encouraged others to listen and subscribe. Once again, we're thankful to you for tuning in and supporting us. Join us next time on King Chasing. Take care, everyone.